You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio with me, Gaylene Preston. Gaylene, you're a BFM fan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we all go back.
Good music and the heart and soul of the city, isn't it? Now, tell me about the Gaylene Preston Women in Film Television Award within the H3 48-hour film competition. Your name's on it, on the award. That's spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, that's because it costs me money.
Really? So
I have actual cash on the table.
So it's a promo for you, yeah, but also highlighting some of the some amazing talent.
Yeah, well, you know, I watched for years. I used to watch great teams arrive. You know, they'd straggle in at the beginning of the 48 hours, and you'd say to anyone, "What are you going to do?" And they go, "Oh, we don't know." But by the end of the weekend, the women were behind clipboards and were busy ticking things off, and they were getting catering credits, and the men had turned into directors.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Yeah.
That's right. And I watched it year after year after year, and then I noticed that really what was happening was the 48-hour film competition was actually growing, was blossoming a whole new generation of New Zealand filmmakers who went in and won, like Taika and people like that. So I thought, well, this can't go on, so what's the problem? Because this is ostensibly, you could say, it's open slather, girls can do anything. But I think what happens is under pressure, everybody just reverts to what they do best, which might be actually cooking tea.
The pressure of the if you've never been involved in it, the pressure of the 48-hour film festival is manic. It is so full on, and people, you know, tempers fray within seconds of the honker going at the beginning. You know, it's decisions need to be made, and they need to be made promptly. Jobs need to be allocated, and you know, and like you say, you know, sometimes the best people don't get the best jobs.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think women are more likely to be task-oriented, so they'll just go around and rather than role-oriented. So they just go around and do lots of things at once. And then in the end, with minutes to spare, the credits are done and people take traditional credits,
yep,
which doesn't necessarily really reflect what has actually happened. So I decided that the director is the person who controls the frame. We need more women directors. I don't like constantly being at film festivals on my own. I've done it since 1984. Mr. Wrong, my first feature, 8% of the feature films in the world that saw the inside of cinemas that year were made by women, and that statistic hasn't changed. That's still the same, actually.
It's really sad, isn't it? It's not male directors bullying their way in, is it? Maybe you need to hear your dirty laundry. Tell us your stories.
It is a bit of a puzzle, you know, because I don't think it is male directors bullying in, but I think that men probably have a better time when they're just with men. Like, I have done Hollywood meetings.
I'm open to spending time with women.
Yeah, really, well, all men say that. But actually, when it comes down to after work, going down, having a beer at the pub and having your gang, women don't tend to be there as much. You know,
isn't it more just about that women have a different eye on the world than men? Of course they do. There's no, you know, and it's important to see a different viewpoint. From, you know, everybody should be allowed to direct. If you've got a director in you, you should be allowed to direct.
Well, I think you are allowed. It's actually how the systems work,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
And, you know, we couldn't be in a better country than New Zealand to give it a burl. I mean, in 1978, when I decided to give it a burl, I just looked around and went, nobody knows what they're doing.
The best stuff is give it a burl.
Give
it a burl. The best stuff is give it a burl in this country, seriously.
Give it a burl is my motto. Do it now.
I haven't heard give it a burl for a long time. I think we'd steal that for the show.
Oh, good. Can have it.
Can we?
It wasn't mine to start with.
Can we even get you to maybe do a sting? Say, I'm Gaylene Preston and I think you should give it a burl.
I am Gaylene Preston and I reckon give it a burl.
Give it one. And if you don't know what a burl is, look it up. The Gaylene, you've just released your documentary about Helen Clark to great acclaim. It's going to show at this film at the film festival here. It's shown already in Australia. How exciting for you following around Helen Clark and another powerful New Zealand female figure.
And,
You know, directed by a female. Were you happy with the way it was received?
Oh, That was the first time I'd seen it in the State Theatre in Sydney. I don't know about
first time you'd seen it.
Well, yeah, with an audience. Like you work away and you see your film 1,000 times, but you don't actually see your film until it's actually finished and actually given to an audience.
When you've got a subject like Helen, you've got somebody who you, I know, I'm sure your professionalism says you don't want to impress them, but you don't want to let them down either, because you know she's a really interesting lady who's very, very busy, and for her to let you in to her life and for such a long period is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, she gives it a burl.
Yeah, she definitely gives it a burl.
She definitely does. You know, and I think, you know, what I found when I was at the UN, I mean, it was as frustrating as all get up filming there. It's an impossible task, really. I would sit in New York taxis thinking, I need a brain transplant.
Why did I give it a burl?
Why did I give this a burl? But when you see people like Helen and the New Zealand team generally, there's a way they operate that's pretty good. You know, it's straight and it's task-oriented, and we're kind of inclined to roll our sleeves up and get on with it. And that's men and women. And people have commented in the film of how impressive the people supporting Helen are, and particularly the men, and how well that works. And it's not something you think when you're in New Zealand, but you sure as hell notice when you're away.
Yes, UN, sure. Well, let's get back to your award. So somebody's going to, who, one person wins, the best female director winner is going to win $1,000 cash. Is that right?
Yeah. Now that's a fund put together by myself and Women in Film and Television, who are a global organisation who foster women in film and television worldwide. And we have an Auckland chapter and a Wellington chapter and a Christchurch chapter.
And if they win, they get the $1,000 plus, they become a member of said chapter.
Exactly. And they also get, if they want to ring up and ask questions and get sort of, I don't know, answers from me, they get that too.
What sort of things will the winner display? What sort of attributes do you think they'll display to qualify to become the winner of that of this particular award, your award?
Well, they have to direct the film.
Yeah.
But apart from that...
But what makes a great director?
I think a good collaborator, you know, generally, and somebody who understands human psychology. You know, we're always talking about director's vision, and you think about that in terms of the image on the screen, but actually storytelling is the most important thing, and storytelling is about people and understanding the psychology of the internal person and the larger thing around. That's how stories get told.
Awesome. So the registration for the 48-hour film competition is open now until August 22nd at 48hours.co.nz. And your film, My Year with Helen, is going to be on the film festival. Plays 23rd and 25th of July at the Civic.
Yeah, we're going to be at the mighty Civic.
Rightfully so,
with
as well.
With the Lions.
Yeah, and your documentary about Helen Clark.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool. Hey, I'm Gaylene, lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in. And good luck to all the participants of the 48-hour film competition. And especially congratulations in advance to the winner of the Gaylene Preston WIFT Award.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gaylene.
Ta-da.
I'm just going to go give it a burl out in the hall now. See if it's different to giving it a burl in the studio.
It'll be the same.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.